Okay, Parshas Drachim. This is the Drush Revi, Derech Mitzrayim. So, Parshas Drachim begins with the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Hey, that says, it's Simon Tazayin. It says, Vayomer Aleihem Melech Mitzrayim, Lama Moshe Aaron. So, Paro complained, why Moshe Aaron, why are you stopping the Jews from working? So the Medrash says, Mahu Lama, what does it mean? Lama, Amr Lahem, Atem Lama, Vedivrechem Lama. You are Lama, you are why, and your words, why? The chulin of tzibulatechem, go to your work. Rami Yeshua ben Levi shiftu shalevi panu hayam yavodas perach, that they were able to come and go because the shevet of Levi did not have to work in Mitzrayim. Okay, that's the medrash that he starts with. Okay, now we start the drush. He starts off by saying a big yisod. I remember I had a rebbe in fifth grade who sent over this yisod once, and I remembered it my whole life. And then many years later, I was trying to find where in the world it says this yisod. And I couldn't remember it, and I found it. So here in this Parashas Drachim, which says the following big yisod. When Hashem punishes someone, he looks at what they are today. That is, if today the person didn't do anything wrong, the fact that one day in the future there'll be a Russia and do horrible things, Hashem doesn't take that into account. Hashem will not punish them now and cause them any tzar now until they do the Avera. That many of us probably remember. The flip side of that is unique here. The Parashas Drachim says something unique, and that is the inverse is not true. If a person is eventually going to be a tzaddik, Hashem can give them their schar in advance because he knows they're going to do a mitzvah. You got that? If a person is going to be a rasha and do a averus, Hashem will never punish them in advance. Never. Always Hashem will wait till the person does the averus. They don't get punished before that. However, if they will eventually do mitzvahs, Hashem can reward them in advance, even though they haven't done it yet, because they will eventually do it. Huge, huge, huge yisod. Okay, now he has to prove it. So, he starts off by saying that, and quoting the following medrash, that it says, it's a medrash in, it's brought in the Das Akan and Balei Tosfos. On that pasuk we said before, that Hashem saw, why was Shevet Levi not working? Hashem saw that Shevet Levi would eventually do the Avodas Hashem, they would work in the Beis HaMikdash. So because of that, they were patur from the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Okay, that certainly sounds like he will do something good for you even though you haven't done it yet. Then he brings another medrash that says, Hashem is Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed, Erech HaPayim that Sheherich Af Yimayim with the Jewish people, Rav Chesed, that Hashem is Mata Klapi Chesed, and the Medrash says, Nistakel Betov Velo Bara, Hashem looks at the good and not the bad, Shehayu Asudin Lasos, that they would eventually do. That's talking about when Hashem was talking to, it says, Yudia Drachav Lamosha, the Bnei Yisrael Eli Nosav, Hashem says that the Medrash says that Hashem says he's going to look at the good and not the bad that they will eventually do. And he says, the Mari Shafa doesn't understand it. What does that mean? He looks at good and not bad. So, the Parashat Drachim quotes this other Medrash that says, Atamotzi Bisha Shiyatza Hagar Mibesa Shel Avram. This is the part most of us are familiar with from Rosh Hashanah. When Hagar left Beis Shel Avram, it says, Ve'yichlo Amayim in Achemis, right? They ran out of water. When her and Yishmael were kicked out of Avram's house, they ran out of water. And Amar Rav Simon Bikshu Malchei Sharas Lakachigo, and they said it's because it's brought in Rashi, right? We all know. Amar Lefanu Ribbono Shel Olam, they said Hashem Adam Shasim Lahamis Es Benachem Batzama Tamal Lo As Abeir. When Hashem made that well appear to Yishmael, so the Malachi Asharis said, Hashem, the Yishmael is going to eventually kill Jewish people, and you're being doing nisim for him. And we all know Hashem said, I judge them by Sher Husham. And the Medrash says, in other words, Hashem will not punish Yishmael because of what he didn't do, what someone, his kids will do in the future. The Medrash continues, V'chein k'sho yisol b'mitzrayim. Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashe Sinin La'asos. Hashem saw what they were going to do in Mitzrayim. It says, that Hashem saw that they would do the Maisa Egel, and still Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that's what the pasuk means, ki shamo shamati es tzakosam, I heard their cries, even though I knew what they would, what they would cause me in the midbar. And that's what it says, vayar aven v'lo yisbanan. Anyway, those midrashim all he's bringing as proofs to his idea that Hashem will reward someone in advance like he did with Shevet Levi, and like he did with, well, that's all we've said so far, that he, that he's rewarded Shevet Levi in advance, and he doesn't punish people about what they're going to do, and that's you see from Yishmael, and you see from you see from Bnei Yisrael that even though they were do the Chet Egel, Hashem says I don't look at that. Okay, so another proof to this again, the bigger chiddush that Hashem does reward people in advance for what they will do. Another medrash that says it says Mi Anochi Gilechal Paro on that pasuk. So the medrash in Shmos Rabbah says, "What's chus the Bnei Yisrael have to be saved?" And Hashem says, "Beotziyach Esam Tavdon Aselokim Haharzeh." Meaning, since they will eventually be mekabel the Torah, therefore they can be redeemed. That is, they didn't do that mitzvah yet, and they're being redeemed from Mitzrayim now because of the mitzvah they will eventually do. They'll eventually accept the Torah in Har Sinai. So you see that Hashem will reward someone in advance prior to them doing it. And the Pasuk Shachem just explains, even though these concepts are astira, in other words, do you look at the future or do you not? It's part of Hashem's chasadim. When it comes to Averis, he doesn't look to the future. He judges the person by Asher Hushal. Yishmael hadn't sinned yet, he gets an ace. Klal Yisrael hadn't sinned by the Chet Egel, they get an ace. But he does look at the future in terms of reward. Okay. He just brings one more medrash that says, it's on the Pasuk in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chafheim Shemos, it says, Vayar Elokim es Bnei Yisrael Vayed Elokim. As you can imagine, there's a medrash that explains what that is. Hashem saw and Hashem knew. So the medrash says, Hashem saw what the Jews would eventually sin, that they would say, Elo Elhecha Yisrael Vayed Elokim, that they would first say, that there would be Makdem Nasa V'Nishma. So, the Maharash Yafa, he brings, explains that he says, one is Mechaper on the other. But the way he understands it, it's very good. It's not one's mechaper on the other. Rather, it's he looks at one and not the other. He will only look at the good when it comes to the future. Hashem can see the Averos, but he only deals with, he's only Yodea, so to speak, the Tov. The fact that they'll say Nasa V'Nishman. When it comes to now, Hashem, in other words, there, that pasuk about talking about saving them from Mitzrayim. So there, even though God saw that they would sin, he's only Yodea that they're going to do mitzvahs. So in terms of the future, Hashem will only look to the good and not to the bad. And with that, he explains that the medrash that we said before, that wasn't so clear, that it says Hashem is Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed, which the medrash said meant Erech HaPayim is Hashem is slow to get angry. Herich af imahem, but Rav Chesed is mata klapi chesed, looks at the good and not the bad. So he said, how do you understand that? What does that mean? So he can explain it like we're saying. Hashem is marich af, slow to anger. That is, if something they're going to do in Aveira in the future, Hashem doesn't look at that yet. He's slow. Marich af. But when it comes to chesed, then Hashem is the opposite. Wants to do it quick. So Hashem knows it's going to happen. So Hashem will reward someone in advance. That said, he looks at the good and not the bad. Okay, very nice. So with this yisod, he wants to explain some psukim in Balak about the story with Bilam and Balak, which is really beautiful, kidarko. So, you know, the pasuk over there says that Bilam, as we know, Balak took Bilam to curse the Jews. And it's in Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk Yidalev, it says, Vayikacheu states of him al Rosh HaPisgah. He took him to this place, states of him Rosh HaPisgah, and he did all these mizbechos. And of course, as we know, Bilam did not curse the Jews. Rather, he said, Lohi b'davin b'Yakov l'ra'a amal b'Yisrael Hashem alakav imo surus melech bo kel motziyam mitzrayim. So he's going to explain all of that. What the story of Bilam taking him to Balak taking Bilam to specifically state Sofim el Rosh HaPisgah, Bilam not cursing the Jews and rather saying Lohi b'davin b'Yakov l'ra'a amal b'Yisrael Hashem alakav imo surus melech bo kel motziyam mitzrayim. Then all of a sudden he starts mentioning that he took them out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so he says, let's start with the Lohi B'Davin B'Yakov. What does that mean, Lohi B'Davin B'Yakov? So Rashi says that Hashem, that when the Jewish people do Averos, Hashem is not medaktik achareim. So the Parashat Drachim says, what in the world does that mean? We Hashem doesn't look at Averos. We know there's a rule, Kala Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivatran Ma'oi. Someone who says Hashem's not makbid if you do Averos, he doesn't care if you sin. So, you know, the bad things on that person. In other words, it's not true. Hashem doesn't ignore, Averos for anyone, even for a big tzaddik. It says, lo yikach shochad. Even if a person's a big tzaddik and they do tons of mitzvahs, God doesn't take bribes. And if a person doesn't have Avera, even if they're a big tzaddik, so they'll get punished for that Avera. What does it mean, lo hibit oven biyakov? Hashem doesn't look at Averos. And furthermore, the end of that, but the next passage, kel motziyam mitzrayim, Why is all of a sudden Bilam mentioning him? By the way, God took them out of Egypt. That was very well known to everybody standing there. Why is he all of a sudden saying, God took them out of Egypt? Yes, they all know. That's what they're doing in the desert. They know the whole story. Why did he mention that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim? So he says, the Medrash says on that Pasuk, Lohibit Avim Yaakov, that Hashem only doesn't look at the Averis, he only looks at the Mitzvos. Again, at its surface level, it's hard to understand. Of course, Hashem looks at both. Hashem doesn't only look at Mitzvos, he looks at Averis too. So what does he mean? So he says, the way you can understand it is the following. Before this story, remember, Bilam gets in a fight with his donkey. And he hits the donkey, and the donkey talks back to him. And the donkey says, why'd you do this? Ki kisani zeh shalosh rigalim, you hit me these three times. So we know from Rashi brings, what does it mean, shalosh rigalim? The Medrash says it's a hint to, you're going to try to destroy a nation that's going to keep the shalosh rigalim. Okay, now obviously they haven't kept the shalosh rigalim yet, but he's saying, the Bilam's donkey was saying, hey, you can't go kill the Jewish people, they're going to keep the shalosh rigalim. Okay, so to explain all this, the first pasuk says that Bilam took him Rosh HaPisgah, to state Sofim Rosh HaPisgah. So the Medrash there says that Balak was a big magician, and he knew that something really bad would happen to the Jewish people there, some big pirza. And he thought it was some big avera, but really the thing that happened there is Moshe died there. So, but he didn't know that, he just sees that there's this big pirza, he figures that means the Jews are going to sin there, so he thought that was a great place for Bilam to curse the Jews. And he explains that Balak thought the reason why Bilam had not been successful yet in killing the Jews is because of this thing that the donkey said. He said that the Jews, you can't curse the Jews, Bilam, because they're going to keep the Shalosh Regalim. So he thought that that's why Bilam's not successful in cursing the Jews, because there are mitzvahs that they will eventually keep. Just to digress here for a second, this notion that he keeps saying that they didn't keep the Shalosh Regalim, why not? So it's not like there's no explanation here. What does he mean they didn't keep the Shalosh Regalim? The time of Bilam was right before they left the Midbar. You would think they did keep the Shalosh Regalim, so I don't know. It is hard to imagine that they sat in Sukkos when they were still in the Midbar, you know, at the whole mitzvah of Sukkos is Zecher to the Anani HaKavod, or possibly to Sukkos Mamish. How would you keep that in the Midbar when you're sitting in the Anani HaKavod Sukkah? So I don't know. I don't know if that's what he means, or if there's some place that says Mefurish that they didn't keep the Shalosh Regalim. I'm not sure. We know it says that they kept one Pesach, not others. But either way, that's what he keeps saying, that they hadn't kept the Shalosh Regalim yet, and therefore so Bilam thought that if Hashem is going with, even though they didn't do it, they didn't do the mitzvah of the Shalosh Regalim yet Hashem will still protect them because they will keep the Shalosh Regalim. So it should therefore follow that if the Bnei Yisrael are going to sin, Hashem should punish them now, even though they haven't sinned yet. So that's why he took him to this state Sofim, where he saw through his magic or whatever that they were going to sin at that place. So he thought that was a good place to curse them. So that's what Bilam said back to them, that you're making a mistake, that they're not the same. Lo hibit avin biyakov, lo ra'a amo biyisrael, that Hashem doesn't look at the bad, meaning if they haven't done it yet, Hashem doesn't look at the future bad. rather, he only looks at the good. That's what that whole medrash means, and that we kept quoting, that Hashem doesn't look at the bad, does look at the good. He means as far as the future goes. Hashem doesn't help that you took me here. You think they're going to sin here. Hashem doesn't look at what they will in the future sin. Hashem only looks at what in the future they will do good. And as a proof to that, Kael Motziyam Mitzrayim. Look at that. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Even though Hashem knew, like we said before, that they were going to sin by the Egel, Hashem still didn't look at that, and rather did look at the fact that they would accept the Torah. So you see that as a proof, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. So you see Hashem does look at the good and not at the bad. At least, again, when it comes to the future. So that's why he mentions Mitzrayim, and that was his response being taken to stay Tzofim. And we'll stop here.